For example, on the night of July 15 to 16, a refugee in the state initial reception center was knocked down by a security guard and police and bitten by a police dog that was brought along. The victim was awakened by the noise of an altercation and then left his room to get to the bottom of the noise. All through, the man was completely uninvolved in the altercation. A police officer let loose his police dog on him. Racist police violence is not an isolated case. Every day, racist control takes place at the Stüdinger Kirchplatz. The police justifies their racist controls by claiming that the Stüdinger Kirchplatz is a dangerous place. Under which criteria such a classification was made is completely unclear. This legitimized racial profiling. As ulcerated as these daily racist incidents on the Stüdinger Kirchplatz are, entrenchment of racist ideas in the Freiburg police is not surprising. It has been known for a long time. Between 2017 and 18, Freiburger police officers were part of a WhatsApp chat group where racist content was exchanged. A chief police commissar, a police commissar, and a police officer were involved. It was not until 3 years later that this became public. In Freiburg, there was an assault on a Latvian on July 12th, with the words, "Four rangers out and I will shoot you." The chief inspector from Freiburg, together with his drunken friend and colleagues, threatened the man and chased him through Stüdinger. The investigation Freiburg Police Department is diligently looking for excuses for incident instead of proper investigations and clarification. All these are not isolated cases and not the misconduct of individual officers. Racist police violence is and has always been an integral part of the institution of the police. The police is not our friend and our helper. They are not meant to protect us all. The police were not created to protect and serve the population. They were not created to prevent crime. And they were certainly not created to provide justice. They were created to protect capitalism based on wage labor from the very threat that the system created, the workers. The police are the armed force of the ruling class. The primary rule is to enforce order against those who have the most reason to reject the system, which in our society is a disproportionate number of people of color. Victims of racism and police violence cannot expect protection and resolution, and instead must fear criminalization. For them, the institution of the police is associated with fear, anger, injustice, and feeling of powerlessness. When migrants are chased through Freiburg, or racist slogans are chanted, the authorities do not intervene, but that are themselves involved. Structure and institutional racism, as well as the links between the public authority and fascist actors, have been known to the public for a long time. Right-wingers are even supplied with weapons and money by them, and supported by the state's building networks of terror. We, as Freiburg anti-fascists, should be loud and stand against this injustice. We will always be in solidarity with those who are trampled by the system, and we will overcome this restless system together.